You're listening to The Morning Show. Thanks for being with us today. More than 800,000 kids took public school classes in Wisconsin this year, and their experiences were vastly different. As educators close up their physical classrooms and virtual students turn in those devices for distance learning, we're talking about what a year it's been and what happens next. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Do you work in education? What challenges did you face this year? Maybe you're a parent or you're a school kid. Tell us about your experience at 800-642-1234. Steve Murley is superintendent of the Green Bay Area Public School District, and he joins us now. Steve, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to start with you. You were hired as Green Bay's superintendent essentially at the start of the pandemic in Wisconsin. What are you thinking about as you close your first full school year?
Well, certainly it's a bit of an odd start. I had an in-person interview, and then everything went online after that. And I came here in July, and to be honest with you, I'm still meeting people face-to-face every day, even though we're at the end of the school year. So it's been a challenging year for kids. It's been a challenging year for staff and families, and certainly for our community. But I think the one thing that has really come through is I've listened to our high school graduation speakers the last week here. Is the grit, the resilience, the determination, the ability to persevere that I've heard from those graduating seniors as they talk about the experience they had this year. I think sometimes we focus a lot on the academic content that students get over the course of the year. And it's important to remember that they learn many, many other lessons as they proceed through their school years.
What have you learned about tackling big challenges then this year?
Well, I think one of the things that we've learned is that we can move a lot quicker than we used to think we could. I think that in the public sector in general, education is no different. We're very deliberate about the work that we do. Definitely a measure twice and cut once type of planning process, which tends to take time. And when faced with a crisis, I think one of the things that we prove to ourselves is that we can adapt and change quickly, and that after implementing change when things don't work, we can retool and come back with new solutions in fairly short order.
What's an example of one of those times when you had to pivot quickly and now you realize that that innovation will probably be here to stay, at least in some form?
I think one of those is, you know, globally, if you look at it on a large scale, obviously it's this online learning component, but it's how we use it and how kids interact. And I think one of the things that we saw was an ability of teachers and students to adjust to this new environment. So when we came back to school, when we brought our kids back, one of the things we heard loud and clear from students and parents was that they formed a bond with their teachers over that first 6 months of school, and they really didn't want to lose that when they came back to class, whether they were coming back, if you will, to the physical classroom or staying virtually. And so after lengthy debate about that and a plan that we had set up that would actually have moved online kids into one set of classrooms and physical kids into another, we pivoted and created a high-flex environment where students stayed with the same teacher. And if you walked into a classroom, you might find the teacher had 80% of their kids in person and 20% on site or online, or 95-5, 50-50. It depended classroom to classroom. And watching the students adjust to that, watching the teachers adjust to that was pretty impressive. So that's something that I think you're asking about, you know, what stays with us. I think that, that those are the kinds of lessons that we've learned as we look at what does online learning look like in the future, is how we manage that environment in such a way that students can get the greatest amount of impact out of that.
Well, you're also talking about those connections between teachers and their students, which makes me think of mental health and how you say we talk about the academics in the organization, but there's a real mental health piece to what's happened to kids and adults, but kids over the last year. What have you seen?
You know, I think one of the things with mental health is it's always been an invisible crisis for us in school. It would be manifested in the past in incidents of major crises that students experienced, and that would draw attention to it for a short period of time, and then it would become invisible again. And I think one of the things that the pandemic has done is it's made that mental health crises in our youth visible all the time. If you look around the state of Wisconsin, you will find mental health deserts, just like you find food deserts, and that is places where parents are unable to get services for their children. They either have to drive extensive distances or they have incredibly long wait times for their children to be seen. And a mental health crisis isn't something that you can wait on. And I think it's really brought that to the fore. So in schools, we're looking at how we can set up that first line of support for students. And then we're working with our community partners to start talking about what does the long-term solution look like? Because for many of these children, they're going to need support beyond that first level of support that we can provide in schools. And how can we better partner with those community providers to make sure that students have access?
We're talking about how Wisconsin students and teachers, administrators, and support staff made it through this school year, and we're also looking ahead. Our guest is Green Bay Area Public School Superintendent Steve Murley. You can call now at 800-642-1234. What has your school learned over the past year about new ways to teach kids? What innovations do you want to see stick around? Maybe you're signing someone up for summer school. Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. This conversation continues here on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Parents and teachers are recognizing the academic and social effects of the pandemic. We are talking about the year that was and what is ahead for us when it comes to summer school for kids in Wisconsin, and then looking ahead toward the fall at what school will look like in our K-12 system. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guest is Steve Murley. He's superintendent of the Green Bay Area Public School District, and you're part of this conversation at 800-642-1234. We've got Jackie from Appleton ready to join the conversation. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Hi. So I'm an instructor at the college level, a teacher at the high school level, and a parent of four children in two different school districts. I have noticed over the last year with all the experiences that have culminated that I think we really truly need more mindfulness training in schools for both instructors and students. I have a lot of friends who do work with school psychology type things. And I guess I just feel like it's one of the missing pieces. I think that education is slowly starting to morph into something different, especially after this last year and all the things we've seen that we are capable of doing when times get tough. And I think it's a good time now to start analyzing what's truly important that we, you know, take the time to educate our students with. And I really think mindfulness training should be a piece of that.
Jackie, thank you so much for bringing that up. And Steve, you can hear Jackie has a lot of perspectives there. Where does mindfulness show up for your teachers or your students in the Green Bay area?
You know, I think that's a wonderful point, because I think we're seeing that not just in school, but I think we're seeing that in all of our lives. I think for many of us, we were going at 100 miles an hour. And you know, I've got three boys. I just had the youngest one graduate from high school. Schedules packed, dawn to dusk, and there was a relentless pursuit of whatever fill in the blank goes after that. And we had a chance to reset, and I think that she's absolutely right that that mindfulness component, we talk about metacognition, thinking about your thinking process, that really helps us to take better advantage of the education that we receive in the classroom. And so we've worked to create spaces in our classes, in our classrooms, where we can begin that work. I'll use the high school as an example. We introduced an advisory period at our high schools. It proved to be very popular with students and with staff, and we're going to continue that as we move into the next school year, because it provides that opportunity to be connected to your colleagues, your peer students, and also to a faculty member in a way that is not connected to an education component. It's not a class. there's not homework, there's not that type of expectation that allows different types of conversations to occur there. So I would agree 100% with the idea that we need to make sure that we've created space in the system for our children at all age levels to be able to think and process so that they can take better advantage of teaching and learning.
Democrats and Republicans in the Capitol want to increase spending for school mental health programs. How do you see using that funding?
So I think there's a couple of things that really can benefit our kids. I think, as I mentioned earlier, we're really that first line of support. If you spend any quality time with teachers, you know the extent to which they know their kids. And so if there's a challenge that a child is having, often the first person who's going to see that is the teacher in the classroom. When they know that they have resources available to them in the school that they can turn to for support for that child, it gives them an opportunity to provide immediate assistance. So we're looking for those resources that we can actually place in the schools. But then, as I said earlier, for many of our kids, they need some long-term support. That doesn't happen during the school day or at school. So we have to figure out how we can better partner with our community providers and make sure that they have enough adolescent mental health supports in their clinics and facilities so that they can meet the needs of our students. And really tightening that dialogue between school and community provider to make sure that there aren't gaps in the service for our kids.
We are talking about K-12 education with Steve Murley, who's superintendent of the Green Bay Area Public School District, and you're listening here on the Ideas Network. Steve, more students are enrolling in summer school this year. In fact, the State Department of Public Instruction encourages kindergarten through eighth graders especially to be part of summer learning programs. How are you adjusting your normal operations to accommodate a summer school increase?
First of all, the numbers are amazing. We have over 6,000 children enrolled already in summer school, and enrollment continues all the way through next Monday. We literally have kids enrolling every hour of every day, and we're adding staff and space on a daily basis to accommodate them. I think part of the solution for us as we look long-term for getting our kids back on track is providing a more robust summer school environment. So we've got a three-part component in Green Bay. We've got an academic piece that allows for remediation and enrichment. And then we have enrichment opportunities that are non-academic in the afternoon so that we're engaging our children in learning opportunities that may be outside the science, math, social studies, language arts core. And then we've got wraparound partners that help us in the aftercare area. So we feed kids breakfast and lunch. So for parents that are looking to reengage in the work world, as that slowly begins to return to normal, there's the opportunity for full-time, in loco parentis as we serve in place of parents during the school day. And I think there's a huge reassurance for that, from parents. And so I think that that's really spurred this enhanced enrollment for us. We're planning on using the ESSER dollars that are available to us over the course of the next four summers to maintain this really robust summer school program. And we're hoping that that's going to give us the longitudinal data to show how effectively that works for our kids. And then look at that as a long-term solution for the community of Green Bay.
And looking even more ahead, the district is opening an online school this fall. Tell us about that effort.
So we know that some kids learn more effectively online for lots of different reasons, some academic, some social, emotional. And we have parents that would like to continue that opportunity for their kids. We've always had that grade 6 to 12 here in the district. We had not had that in a pre-K to 5 environment. I think going back to your very first question, I think we had some preconceptions about how difficult it might be to teach a kindergartner online versus a senior in high school. We certainly discovered that with the amazing staff that we have, that you can teach kindergarten online. And so we're going to open a pre-K to 5 online elementary school this fall. And that'll afford those parents who wish to have their children main learning at home the opportunity to do so. We are actually housing it in one of our schools so that there'll be a physical connection with students and staff. So if there's a need for them to come into school to visit with a teacher, to meet with a counselor, to talk to the principal, There'll certainly be the opportunity to do that. They'll create some on-site opportunities for the students to connect outside the school day for special events. It's our teachers teaching our curriculum, so you really are a part of the Green Bay Area Public School District. You're just choosing to receive your instruction online.
We saw parents unhappy with whatever school district they were in with those decisions, open enrolling their kids across districts. So are you hoping to attract students who would normally attend nearby districts with this online opportunity?
Our goal was really to meet the needs of the kids here in the Green Bay Area Public School District, because we had heard from parents over the course of the school year that were asking us whether or not we plan to do something for elementary kids in the fall. To be honest with you, we had not been thinking about it until the parents started pushing. And when they did, we started keeping track of how many requests we were getting and realizing that there was a viable need here just within the district with our 20,000 students to meet that need. And so the intent really was to meet the needs of our students. Open enrollment, I think, serves a purpose for all districts. And certainly if that program meets somebody's needs and they'd like to enroll, there's the opportunity to do so. But it was really designed initially for our kids and our parents.
So you'll welcome the kids and certainly the funding that goes with it. You wouldn't turn students away.
I'll share a little bit of a myth-buster here for you. Open enrollment actually benefits the sending district more than the receiving district from a financial standpoint. So we certainly would welcome anyone who wants to attend. But I think that's one of those, urban legends that's out there that there's just a lack of understanding about how open enrollment works.
Certainly. Steve, thank you so much for explaining what the year has been like and what you're looking forward to. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a great end of the school year. We've got one more graduation tonight, so it's our bookend on a bit of an odd year, but certainly still a really productive one.
You made it. Steve Murley is superintendent of the Green Bay Area Public School District. We talked about this year. Just ahead, a book author shares tips on being productive while working remotely. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.